It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm sure y'all could probably have already tell. Y'all could probably already see how blessed and happy I already am to be here. This place will always have a special place in my heart, because this is just where I grew up. I know that I have been a part of plenty other churches since I was with Daddy, but this place was my home for many years. And every time I come here, I remember all the beautiful memories that I have with you wonderful people. I'm going to do my very best to step out of the way and let God lead me and allow God to speak through me through the Holy Spirit. Y'all pray for me, because I'm human and I get in my own way sometimes. But y'all just bear with us as we do our best just to move out of the way. We're going to be starting in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. And this little thought came to mind after I was watching some videos on social media, and my brother in Christ gave a really good thought, and he said that effort is not the opposite of being authentic. Now, you can raise your hand if you want to. I'm going to raise mine because I know that I do this. But how many times have we sat down and we've thought, I can't believe that I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like doing that. You don't feel authentic towards God. Well, I want to remind you that Christ didn't want to go to the cross. He asked God to let the cup pass from him. But because of volitional love, agape love, in Greek that means unconditional love, he went ahead and laid his life down on that cross for you and me. And thus he asks us to do the same, to lay our life down every single day, to go out and to preach the gospel to this God-forsaken world that has been in sin for so long, because he wants to be with them. He wants to have a relationship with them. He wants to be so close with them like it once was in Genesis back in the garden. And thank God it was a tree that separated us, but thank God it was a tree that brought us back to him. So we're going to go ahead and read in Matthew 16. It's only a handful of verses, and I have a slew of other ones, but these are the ones that God is pointing out to me the most. And it reads in Matthew 16, 24, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" So that's all I really feel like reading. If God will have me to read somewhere else and God will lead me to do it, well, sure enough, there it is. God went ahead and gave me the go-ahead to go ahead and read the next part. So we'll go ahead and shift on over to 2 Peter. And the first chapter, we'll give you just a little moment to get on over there, because I know it's a little bit of a ways off from Matthew. And as it reads, starting in the third verse of chapter 1 of 2 Peter, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue," verse 4, "whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And what virtue is moral excellence. And to virtue, knowledge, which is spiritual truth. And to knowledge, temperance, which is one of my favorites. Temperance is self-control. It's an effort. You may not feel authentic sometimes when you have those dark thoughts, those troubling thoughts, but it takes an effort to go to God. It takes an effort to cleanse your mind. It takes an effort to seek Him. Remember that, self-control. And to temperance, patience. And patience is endurance. With patience, we're able to keep going. We're able to keep on moving forward. God has blessed us with eternal peace and joy. Through peace, we can have patience. Through that patience, we have endurance to keep moving forward. And to patience, godliness. And godliness is God-likeness, which is to say, seeking to align ourselves with God's will. Seeking to be in His will. To make an effort to get out of our own human fleshly will and to be in God's will. And to God, verse 7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness is, as it says, brotherly love. We're supposed to be loving towards one another. Whenever we go out into this world to spread the gospel, don't immediately start harking on what they may have been doing wrong. Introduce them to their Savior, Jesus Christ, who was willing to die on a tree for the way that they are so that they can be changed and make an effort to change themselves to better the kingdom of God. And to brotherly kindness, charity. And what charity is volitional love. Volitional love being agape love. Agape love being unconditional love. We are to also represent that unconditional love to others. Just because so-and-so might have stepped on your toes the other week, just because so-and-so might have said something that caused you to get a little irk about it, that doesn't mean that we got to change the way that we treat them. Because Christ treated us the same way when we were like, well, God, I don't want to do that. God, I don't really want to do that. No, I don't know about that, God. You see what they did? I don't know. He's going to remind you, what about that thing that you did? What about that thing that caused you to fall away from me? What gives you the right to not show that same kind of love that I have shown to you? I know that this probably isn't the normal type of preaching that y'all are expecting from me. I just want to follow God. I just want to follow the Spirit. I want to put forth an effort to follow what God has asked me to do, to be obedient. I may not be authentic sometimes whenever I get up in the morning and say, I don't really want to read my word, but I need to make an effort to keep moving forward and to read that word, to pray to Him, to grow my relationship with God. Effort is not the opposite of authentic. It is actually the definition of being authentic. Because if you read what this says about agape love, volitional love, this type of love is characterized by a deliberate choice and an act of the will, rather than just being driven by emotions or feelings. So regardless of what you're feeling, you should make an effort to grow, to get closer to God, to show that volitional love to others, to be the light that God has asked you to be. What did it say in Matthew? Pick up your cross and follow me. I can say I have not done that a whole lot. I can say it because I'm honest and I want to be truthful and I want to be open. I have not done that my entire life. But thank God, because of His grace and mercy, I can continue to wake up the next day if He allows me to and pick up that cross and keep moving forward. When you're living in this purpose for God, it's not going to be an easy life, but it will be a better life. Not in the sense that you will get what you want, get what you always desired, but that you will always have joy and peace no matter the time, tribulation, or struggle you're going through. How do I do that, Brother Caleb? How do I recall that joy and that peace? Remember that day that you went down, went to the feet of Jesus, and said, Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm so dirty. Lord, I don't deserve this. And remember what Jesus said. It doesn't matter. I love you. Let me replace that dirty garment that you have. Who remembers the prodigal son when the father gave him a clean robe, a ring, and slew the fatted calf, welcoming him home? That's what God wants to do for you. If you're here and you don't understand what it's like to have that, I just want to introduce you to my Savior. I want to introduce you to a man who didn't want to go to a cross, who didn't want to die, who wanted to live, but he remembered your face. He remembered who he was doing it for and said, I'll do it anyways because I want them to be with me in paradise. I got just a little bit more and I'll probably sit down here in a little bit. I ain't no long-winded person by any means, but I just know to do God's will and to follow his lead. This little idea came to mind, a little visual as well. You got to imagine a fire. Sometimes we get into a place where we're just so overwhelmed with his presence that fire is blazing. It doesn't seem like it'll ever go out. But I want to remind you that a fire doesn't last forever. Eventually a fire, anyone who's ever started a fire, it'll eventually go out over time. So you need to put in a little bit of effort. Bring it some wood. Bring it some oil, gasoline, whatever you need to fan the flame just for a little bit longer. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be hot? Are you going to be cold? Are you going to let the flame die out and remain in that cold weather alone? Or are you going to put in a little effort, fan the flames, get warm, understand that you're safe? That's what we need to represent to this world, to these lost people. That they have a place they can come to. This church is not meant for the healthy, brothers and sisters. This place is meant for the sick and the lowly. This is where they can find the physician, the healer, the master, the savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb, the Lion. They can find Jesus here. But we have to be willing to show effort through volitional love. I feel like that's all I got to say. I feel like that's the message. I thank you, Brother Randy, for feeling that I was meant to be here, and I appreciate your invitation. And Lord knows, and y'all know, that I appreciate and love y'all so very much. You don't understand how much love I have for all of you. You truly don't. As they come and get a verse of some song, I just want to say I wish that my family could have been here to celebrate with y'all and to enjoy fellowship with y'all. But they know that that y'all love them, and y'all know that they love you just as much. During the day goes by that Jocelyn remembers all of you and talks about y'all and says how much she misses y'all. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't look back and remember experiencing so many beautiful souls get saved here. And experiencing the calling that I had on my life. If it wasn't for this wonderful family that I have, I wouldn't have known that I had a calling on my life. Put some effort in. Go out tomorrow at work, at school, at whatever it is. Put some effort in to shine that light that you have so graciously shown to my family through the years that we were here. Show that love that you have in your heart given to you by Jesus. Reach out to them. Show them that they can get warm. They can find safety. And after salvation, let's do our very best to not just leave them there. Invite them to church. Disciple them. Help them. Teach them what it means to show that same love to others. That's where we are today. A lot of churches just try to go for salvation, and they forget about discipling. So church, I'm not trying to charge you with anything. That's not my place, I don't believe. But do your very best to show some effort. Do your very best to show some effort in your own walk with God. On those days that you wake up and don't want to read your Bible, don't want to pray, you feel so down in the muck that you just don't want to put in any effort, push through it. Push through it. Ask for God to help you. That's all I feel like I got to say. Go on.